chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every week we talk with Dr. Vandegrift, or today, Dr. Brian Adler, about various health concerns. Today, we're going to be talking about screenings for colorectal cancer, bowel cancer sometimes called. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
As much as we hear about cancer in our lives, there's some cancers that are easy to test for. It may not be the most fun thing for a lot of folks to do. I don't know if insurance covers it for everybody. It might depend on the insurance carrier that they have. But colon cancer, very, very serious thing. And I don't know if it increases more when you get to old age. It seems like it does. But there are screenings that should be done, and apparently a lot of folks are not taking advantage of that. Let's start off by talking about colon cancer, and how is it different than other cancers that may be more talked about?
Well, Jim, colon cancer is entirely preventable, so I think it's probably one of the more important cancers that we can screen for. Some people are obviously at higher risk. Colon cancer is still the second most common form of cancer, generally in people of later age. We see it more from the age of 50 and up, but we do see it in younger people in rare cases. And again, it's preventable with proper screening. And again, most insurance companies will cover what we call a screening colonoscopy beginning at the age of 50 and every 10 years thereafter. Now, people who have high risk for colon cancer, family members that have had problems, again, can get colon screening and colonoscopies younger than the age of 50. And again, some people will get it at a younger age if they're coming into the office with particular symptoms such as bleeding or abdominal discomfort, and some of those will wind up getting it. But again, I think the message today is the importance of getting screening for colon cancer. Nothing's more tragic, and I've seen this over the years, than someone getting colon cancer that you know, we had discussed for many years, and we have talked about doing testing, and for whatever reasons they didn't want to do it, or it was too uncomfortable, and then lo and behold, they develop a cancer, and that's pretty tragic when it could have been prevented.
Well, it's very rare that you can say a cancer can be prevented. Colonoscopies, I know something a lot of folks don't like to talk about, is that the only screening there is, or is that just like the one that you do just to make sure after the other screening test?
Well, it's still the gold standard, and again, nothing replaces actually going in and looking. So what they do is they use a fiber optic device, which after cleaning the colon out, and that's the difficult part people don't like, they've got to take laxatives and things the day before to clean themselves, and then they come in and they're put to sleep so they don't feel it. And then the gastroenterologist who performs the test, usually either in a hospital setting, outpatient center, goes in and looks all the way through the large intestine. They can visibly look for areas that are irregular or abnormal. The most common thing they typically find is polyps, which are small growths that begin to form inside the lining of the colon. What they will do is remove those. They're small enough where they can actually do it with the instrument itself. They have a little snaring device that they put around it, and they basically just cut and pull it off and send it off for biopsy. The majority of those, of course, are benign, but that's where cancers start. Typically, cancers form within these polyps, and if left there long enough over the course of several years or more, those polyps can turn into cancer. So obviously, finding polyps, removing them, any other abnormalities or growths that are suspicious, and removing them is, you know, the most effective way of identifying people who are at risk, or obviously anyone who might have a low-grade cancer, and address and deal with that right at that time.
If there is a family history, and especially if someone is, you know, led the kind of lifestyle that contributes to more cancer, smoking, that kind of stuff, is it unusual for them to want to get tested before they turn 50 years old?
Yes. So I have individuals as young as their 30s who have had a strong family history of colon cancer. Some of these folks now, there's a number of genetic tests that we are now beginning to do that can identify people who are at very high risk. And again, some of these individuals would benefit by getting early screening, particularly if colon cancer has been identified at an early age in family members. And I've seen colon cancer in people as young as in their 30s, certainly in their 40s and 50s. And again, many of these people who come from high-risk families should be screened. Now, for older individuals, probably over the age of 75 or 80, that's a little more controversial in terms of at what point do you stop doing them or at what point do you not advise it. Mm. And a lot of that nowadays is really determined by the quality of that individual's life. Typically, we sort of use the standard of 10 years, meaning if someone's lifespan looks like they're probably going to be here in 10 years, then there's a pretty good chance that doing a colonoscopy would be worth it. If you found an early cancer or if you found cancer, treating it would be an important, helpful thing to do if there's a predictable 10-year lifespan. If someone's health is such that the 10-year span is unrealistic and their quality of life is such that, you know, again, 10 years is a stretch, then doing the colonoscopy may not be worth, you know, the benefits of identifying a cancer or something with those kinds of statistics. The alternatives these days are, you know, the fecal stool or the stool samples, which are done in doctor's offices on routine exam. So typically people come in for their annual examinations and they'll do what we call hemocult stool card testing, which is basically taking stool samples and checking for blood. That's not a very specific, but sometimes if those cards are testing positive, then that's an indication there's a problem, so there would be an indication to do a colonoscopy at that time. There's a newer test that's out, and that is advertised on television now, which is called Cologuard. Cologuard is a kit that is actually mailed to the patient's home. It is covered by Medicare, and the stool samples are put on a little card, and they're mailed back to the company. And this is testing for actual cancer cells. It's a genetic test that can actually take the stool sample and identify cancer cells, not looking for blood, but identifying cancer cells. So that's another tool for people who are reluctant or who are unwilling to do a colonoscopy. And based on the test results of that, if it comes back positive, then discussing with the patient what would be the next test. So those are the three things that are currently available out in the general public and in most doctors' offices for screening. Now, there's talk, and people often come in and say, well, what about virtual colonoscopy? And again, that's a less often done test where they actually can do CAT scans and look at the colon by doing X-ray. And again, that's an expensive test. It's not covered by insurance. There's a fairly good dose of radiation, like any X-ray, of using high dosing, so it's not without some risk. And it's still not the gold standard. But some people ask about it and insist on it, and we have done a few of those. But again, that's not a common thing that we typically order.
Interesting. And especially for those who are not under Medicare or for those who are under 50 and their insurance doesn't cover it. We talked about this years and years ago, but you said one thing that really stuck out in my mind. It's not cheap, but it's not outrageously priced as well. But you made the comment, Dr. Adler, consider it as an investment in yourself. And I think I kind of want to wrap it up there by thinking about that, especially as we started the program saying that this is a preventable cancer. And you don't get that opportunity to in many cases. So I know because it's the colon and you're talking about testing, having a camera going up your rear end, all this kind of stuff, it may not be the kind of thing that people talk about enough. Maybe, and which is, of course, why we're doing the show here. But do you find that that people are plainly embarrassed to bring it up in public?
Well, it's a conversation I have with all of my patients, and I'd say that, you know, there are two philosophies patients often have when they come and see me. One is they only want treatment if there's a problem. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Their attitude is not so much prevention as it is just fix something when it goes wrong. There's another group that come in that are highly preventable. You know, they're very interested in their health. They're very interested in looking for ways to stay and remain healthy. And they do, you know, are very interested in preventive measures. And those are the individuals that I have the most success. And again, sitting down with them and talking about, you know, the benefits of preventive testing and, you know, what does it entail, both in terms of cost, in terms of inconvenience, and again, discussing with them the importance of making that investment and having that peace of mind knowing that they have looked. So people that are out there that have a preventive way of thinking, I think, you know, this is an important test to consider and to sit down and talk to your healthcare provider with and look at the best tools to, again, try to prevent and look for any sign of early disease of colon cancer at the appropriate age, generally 50. But again, if you're in an age group where you might have had brother, mother, father, or other family relatives with cancer, colon cancer, then you might want to consider getting colonoscopy.
And folks, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always call South Strand Internists. They're located on Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach. Their phone number 843-650-4006. And a reminder that these talks are now available in podcast form on the website for South Strand Internists.